Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health. Now here's your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region with a mission to transform healthcare. Now, I know that sounds like an audacious goal, but our mission is what's driving why we do what we do. So our mission is the why. And we have this mission is because we know people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that they want to be whole, they want to be healthy, they want to be well, and they want to live out their health on their own terms. People want to have the power of choice when it comes to their health. And just quite honestly, in our healthcare model right now, we're not getting that. We're not being educated enough to address the chronic issues or the acute issues, and we're not really taking ownership because we're not taught to. And so I believe our healthcare model is broken. And I also think that, you know, when we look in our current situation, the first step we got to do is we just got to take responsibility with where we're at. Whether it's good or bad, we got to say, you know what, I've neglected my body for years, or I didn't know to take care of my body for years. And once we take ownership of that, there's a power that comes with that. There is a sense of ownership that comes with that, and that really, you know, pours over into how we believe our body's designed to heal, and how we believe our action steps matter, right? The actions when it comes to our health matter. And, you know, many people are taught that when they have their first sickness, symptom, or disease, that it's blamed on their family, it's blamed on their genetics. And I'm here to say that only about 10% of what happens to you when it comes to health goes back to your genes. And we know age isn't the only determining factor. I know people in their 60s, 70s, 80s who are healthier than teenagers. And I know that's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of where we're at, that kids are sicker than ever before. There's more medication being prescribed to children and teenagers than there ever was even just 30 years ago. And so I think we've got to just take the blinders off and realize that there's some issues going on in our culture when it comes to healthcare. And the only person that's going to change is you. That's it, right? So one, we got to do is take responsibility. Two is we got to understand what health is. Many people say, well, I just want to feel good and look good. But guys, I'm telling you this. If you talk to the best oncologists, endocrinologists, if you talk to the best cardiologists, they actually say that you can actually feel fine and look fine but still have disease in the body. That's why there's so much money invested into preventative testing, because they know that you can feel fine and look fine but still have colon cancer or breast cancer or heart disease or diabetes. Many people don't realize that, but so we can't base all of our health off of simply how we look and how we feel. I want you to be happy with the way you look. I want you to be happy with the way you feel, but it's not what dictates our health. The definition of health means the body has to be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. And so I know that's hard to wrap your head around, but the definition of health is actually within the word. It means to heal. It means to heal. And so in order for us to understand what health is or how to get healthy, I think we all got to start by understanding, well, what controls the healing in the body? That's a fair question. Like, what controls the healing in my body? What controls every single function of the body? And it's not your heart. It's not your lungs. It's not your stomach. It's not even your gut, right? It's your nervous system. It's your brain, spinal cord, and nervous system is what controls every single function of the body. And the signals from the brain are telling your heart to beat right now. They're telling your lungs to breathe right now. They're telling your stomach to produce the right amount of acids to digest the food you're about to eat. They're telling your pancreas to release the insulin so that it can pull the blood sugar from the bloodstream. And so listen, your body's working on your behalf without you having to even will it. That's what's incredible about this. And it happens by way of and via the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. That's the only way that it happens. And so, you know, when we think about, well, what protects that central nervous system, that's when we think about the spine and the joints and the disc spacing. And if our spine is healthy, in the right position, straight up and down from the back, hips are even, shoulders are even, and from the side, we must have 345-degree curves with proper disc spacing. If our spine is healthy, then the nervous system has the chance to function and heal at 100%, therefore allowing our body to feel great, look great, but more importantly, function 100%. But unfortunately, if we've neglected our spine for a portion of our life, or some of you for all of your life, and let's say you do have a slight scoliosis, or let's say one shoulder is higher than the other, or the one hip is higher than the other, or let's say you have that computer posture from the side. If you're a woman, you get that hump on your upper back, or your head's going forward, your hips are slouched forward. Those three curves, if you've lost those three curves from the side, and maybe there is disc space degeneration, how can that now we got to realize, how can that not interfere with the healing capacity of our body? See, what happens if the spine becomes damaged? The nervous system becomes damaged, therefore we can't function and heal 100%. So if the spine shifts out of position or disc space degenerates, that puts more pressure on the spinal cord and nerves. When there's more stress and pressure there, it blocks the signals from getting from the brain out to that specific cell tissue and organ at 100%. Therefore, that can create sickness, symptoms, and disease down the road. But many of us are taught to look at where the pain is. Like, let's say you have back pain. So people look in the muscles of the back. So they go get a massage, or they do physical therapy or whatever it is, which is better than medicating, by the way. But what happens is that if the spine is damaged, it's causing stress on the nerves, causing the muscles to always be in, it's called hypertonicity, or always be in a spasm. And so therefore you have on and off back pain for the rest of your life. And we just think because our muscles are tight. No. Your muscles are tight because the nerve system is stressed or damaged. And so once we understand the value behind having a healthy spine, then we start to understand, okay, well, if I have a healthy spine and I actually start healing from the inside out, that's when transformation occurs. That's when not only do I start to feel better, but more importantly, we start to function better. And so I think we got to step back and say, okay, where does health come from? It comes from within. What controls it? Your central nervous system. What can interfere with it is a damaged spine. But what reduces the interference, or what removes the interference, or what makes our spine healthy is corrective chiropractic care. I don't care if you don't believe it or not. It's not a belief. It's a fact. It's not a religion. It's a fact. Science shows your spine has to be in proper position in order to be healthy and functioning 100%. Neurosurgeons understand this. Orthopedic surgeons understand this. People understand that structure leads to function. And so a healthy structure leads to healthy function, leads to a healthy body. A damaged structure leads to a dysfunction, which leads to a sick body. It's really that simple. So we take from the inside out what our spine should look like, and then we look at lifestyle, right? Many of us start from the outside in, don't we? We say, well, I want to lose weight, so I go to the gym and I exercise, I take all these supplements. Do I like that? Absolutely. But we can't get healthy fully from the outside in if there's damage in our spine. We have to make sure our spine is not damaged, because therefore we know that the nervous system cannot be damaged if it's healthy, right? And therefore our body can heal at 100%. So this is what I say in the clinic, that whenever time people are getting adjusted, I say healing, healing, healing. I say your power is on. We don't heal the body, but we remove the interference so the body can heal itself. That the body heals from above down and inside out, and it happens no other way. That when the interference is removed, the body's going to do what it's supposed to do right when it's supposed to do it. You know, I was looking on some chiropractic research websites that, over the last week, and one of the things that came across the headline of this article was that, did you know that getting a chiropractic adjustment calms a hyperactive mind and energizes a depressed mind? Now, I know that, but isn't that kind of crazy to think that a chiropractic adjustment can either calm your mind down or energize your mind? And so what's incredible is that, being the corrective care chiropractor that I am, when I'm adjusting somebody, my goal is to remove the interference and let the body do what it's supposed to do, because guess who knows best? Your body knows best. Your body knows better than me. Your body knows better than yourself. Your body knows best. And so if somebody needs a mind to have more energy, or depressed mind to be energized, what happens is when we adjust the spine, the body's going to do that for you. If your hyperactive mind, ADHD, OCD, you name it, and we adjust the spine, the body's going to calm the brain down. So what happens is the adjustment provides the body the opportunity to do what it's supposed to do at the right exact time. Isn't that incredible? This is why we went one person to the next. I may be adjusting the kid with ADHD. We find damage in the spine. What happens? The parents say he can focus. He's getting better grades now. He's calmer. He's less anxious, right? Then the next person, maybe his mom, is depressed. She has no energy. She can't, you know, get through the day without taking multiple naps. And I adjust her spine. And she says, I have more energy. I'm happier. I feel like I can do more, accomplish more. I mean, isn't that incredible to think that if we take the interference out, the body does what it's supposed to do? Even for me, I just thinking about that, it blows my mind, right? And so I just want you guys to hear that loud and clear that there's hope. It starts from the inside out. And what's incredible is that if you apply those important vital things that you need in your health from the inside out, the body will do what it's supposed to do. One of those people that came in that was just lost with his health. He was an IT guy sitting at a desk a lot. His name was Robert. Robert came into the office and he was referred in by his wife. His wife literally nearly had to drag him into the clinic. And she goes, I'm bringing you in the office, Robert, because you have a numbness and tingling in your arm. It's going down to your hands. You're waking up at night because of it. The doctor said it's carpal tunnel, but I don't think it's carpal tunnel, she said. She goes, no matter what you do, it's affecting your sleep. It's affecting your energy. And now you're having to miss work because it's so bad. She goes, you're one of those guys that puts everything off. Middle-aged man, it's not that big of a deal. You just keep medicating for it. It's time that we do something about it. And so what we did with Robert and what we do with everybody that comes in is that we want to see what his spine looks like. And so with Robert, we sat down, went over his health history, went over his health goals, and we talked about really where he's currently at and how we're going to get him there, right? And so his numbness and tingling that was coming out of his neck, going down his shoulders into his arms, we had to look at his lower neck. And the lower neck from the side, it should be a 45-degree curvature. Robert had lost 90% of the curvature in his neck from sitting at a desk for 30 years. It was also putting pressure on the disc spaces and the joints. It was obvious. You can see the bone spurs were there. There was arthritis that was there. And the thing is, no one had ever told him about it. No one ever told Robert that if there's damage in your neck, it's causing your numbness and tingling. Nobody. And he goes, well, that looks like the cause of the problem. Why would I ever get carpal tunnel surgery? And I go, I don't think you should. That would be the last resort. What we got to do is we got to correct your neck, get pressure off the disc spaces, get off the pressure off the nerves. And what's going to happen is the numbness tingling is going to go down. You're going to start to sleep better, have more energy, and not to deal with this. If you want a longer career, we got to get your spine corrected. And we started to adjust his spine with specific protocols and chiropractic care in our clinic and specific spinal rehab. And within 2 months, his numbness and tingling completely went away. In 2 months. It was no pills, potions, or lotions. I didn't rub anything on his neck. We adjusted his spine. We took pressure off the nervous system, and he was able to do things he's never done before. He had the energy to do them because he was sleeping. He was able to sit longer at work, which I didn't really like, but he was able to sit longer at work and not have numbness and tingling. But it all started with him coming to the clinic, and our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, and our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And many people are listening to the show right now. Maybe they do have numbness and tingling in their arms, and they're being woken up at night with that. The first step is by coming into the office and see if we can help you with a new patient appointment. Normally, that's $140, but if you're listening to the show right now, your new patient appointment is only $40. This is the catch. You just got to call now. When you call now, we will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We do have a lot of avid listeners, and we know that because you're texting in every week, you're calling in. I see you in the office, and it's awesome to see people care about their health, be proactive with their health, and really try to do everything you can to get to the root cause without drugs or surgery. I mean, that is awesome to see. I get up every morning because of that. Because of you, because I know people right now need hope when it comes to health and healing. They need answers. And as I share on the show every week, that we have to look at developing a new healthcare delivery model, a new healthcare delivery system. I don't mean that from a political perspective, but it starts with us. It starts with how we manage our own health in our own homes, right? Because we understand that the president and CEO of Barnes Jewish Hospital, of Mercy, of Blue Cross Blue Shield, of UHC, listen, from the top down, things aren't going to change, right? We understand that. We have to wrestle with that. But at the end of the day, we can change how we view our health and manage our health. As individuals, as married couples, as families, as grandparents. And so if we start to look at those things that we can actually do today, they're going to influence our health results for tomorrow. That's when it's going to start to get exciting, right? That's when we start to look and say, hey, what can I do now that's going to transform my health for tomorrow? And so what we do is we look at the five essentials. Look at the five essentials. So one is our mindset. Do you believe you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you believe that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you believe that your body designs to heal and desires to heal? Do you understand that if there's a cut on your hand, it heals without you having to will it? It just heals. Do you know that we're exposed to viral infections, bacterial infections, germs, you name it, all day long, and our body's working for us, never against us, throughout all of that? Do you realize that? And do we know that we're not broken? We're not broken. We're not just accidentally pieced together, that there's a cellular reaction happening in our body every single second, every single millisecond. And it's happening to support us. It's happening to work for us. And sometimes that comes at a price, right? With sometimes symptoms, inflammation, blood pressure issues, cholesterol problems, inability to sleep, cold sweats, right? All these things start to show up. These symptoms are a warning sign. If we start to listen to the symptoms, and we start to actually look for the cause of symptoms, that's when amazing things can happen. And so I want to make sure I give you access to as much as we possibly can in our clinic. And so our website is full of amazing resources. It's called healthfromwithinstl.com. Check that out. You can go there today, healthfromwithinstl.com. We're all over Facebook. We're all over Instagram. Check us out because we've got a lot of awesome testimonies. We got a lot of awesome action steps that you can do in your health that's going to yield greater results than any pill, potions, or lotions ever will. All right? Any pill, potions, or lotions ever will. Now, every week I want to make sure we get a recipe of the week into your hands. And so this week we're going to send out the chocolate mint fudge recipe. We absolutely love this at our home. It's the chocolate mint fudge recipe. I want to make sure you get this recipe into your hands today. The best way to do that is by simply picking up the phone and texting in your email address, and my team is awesome, and they will email you the chocolate mint fudge recipe. The number to text in to get this recipe is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. And guys, you know, when people follow us on Facebook, when they see some of the posts that we have, when they follow us on our newsletter, a lot of the things are just new to people. They don't understand that chiropractic can help with so much. They don't understand that, you know, intermittent fasting is beneficial to them. They don't understand, you know, that there's other routes before medications. And I'm here to tell you that if we just start taking the blinders off, taking the earmuffs off, and we start to look for answers, they're right there in front of you. You know, this last week, as I shared last segment, I was going through some chiropractic research. For all the analytical people out there. And one of the titles of this research article said, did you know that getting a chiropractic adjustment calms a hyperactive mind and energizes a depressed mind? And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, that is incredible. I mean, that is miraculous. That is healing. That a chiropractic adjustment for a person that needs it is going to allow their body to do what it's supposed to do at the exact time it's supposed to do it. It's amazing. So, you know, I use the example of there's a kid who has ADHD, who can't focus, who can't calm down, and I adjust his cervical spine in his neck region, and we take pressure off the nerves in his neck. It causes his brain to calm down to where he can actually focus, be intentional, and instead of having to rely on Ritalin, Adderall, or any new medication coming out to medicate a child's mind so they can get better grades or can focus or behave in school, a chiropractic adjustment can do that. And I'm here to attest it absolutely can. This is why we see so many kids with ADHD, and they're getting amazing results, because when I adjust their atlas, their upper neck, what happens is that their hyperactive mind that can't calm down actually starts to calm down. And then maybe their mom is depressed. Maybe their mom is she doesn't have the energy to serve the family. Maybe she is irritable and moody. Well, what happens is the following statement says, and a chiropractic adjustment energizes a depressed mind. And so if I remove the interference in the mom's neck and her cervical spine, it takes pressure off the spinal cord and nerves, causing her to have more energy because it affects her thyroid, causing her brain chemistry to be improved, causing her metabolism to go up, and causing her to be in a better state of mind. I mean, that's incredible. This is why when you come into our clinic, it's a busy clinic or it's active clinic, because we see so many families getting amazing results. And we see so many kids getting incredible results. And so we'll see families of 2, 3, 6, 7, 8 people in our clinic. Why? Because why would Johnny not deserve to get pressure off his nerve system? We see couples, married couples all the time, or dating couples all the time. It's like, so if Sarah comes in and she's getting amazing results, why wouldn't her husband John come in? Why wouldn't he? Maybe we don't know the value of the chiropractic care and the adjustment. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe we just don't know how important the nerve system is. And so last segment, we talked about how a woman literally had to drag her husband into the office. His name is Robert. His numbness and tingling in his arm was so bad, it was waking him up all throughout the night. Well, we determined what was causing the problems in his central nervous system by taking an x-ray of his neck. We saw arthritis. We started to reduce the arthritis. He started to get his health back, life back. And within 2 months, his numbness and tingling went away. I mean, to me, that's a miracle, right? Because why? We saw a transformation in someone's health when before, if he did nothing about it, it would have kept getting worse. And what I found is this, is if there is a symptom, you can do one of three things. One is you can do nothing about it, which we know with time is going to get worse. Two is you can medicate it, which is simply just a Band-Aid. And then three is you can actually correct the problem. You can actually fix the problem. Sometimes it's harder to do, but I promise you, it's going to yield better results. It's going to yield better results. And so I want to make sure that you guys hear me loud and clear. I'm here for you. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to reach the unreached. And, you know, I wanted to make a big announcement today that I'm over 50% way through writing my first book. So I want to make sure you know in early 2020 that there's going to be a book coming out that's going to be able to be a good resource for you and your family. And just be on the lookouts for that. And I want to make sure we get it into your hands as soon as possible. And so just on the show, I'll be announcing that sometimes that I'm working on this part of the book. I'm working on this part of the book. And just understand that it's designed to reach the unreached. It's designed to give action steps and more importantly, the why behind wanting to be healthy and understand how amazing our body is designed to heal. And so I believe this is going to transform generations to come. And I want you to be one of the first people to get this book. So be on the lookout for the early first quarter of 2020. It's going to be incredible. You're going to absolutely love it. You're going to absolutely love it. You know, guys, week in, week out, when I'm preparing for the show, I really start to look at my life. I start to look at my patients' lives. I start to look at our practice, and I just start to look for people that may have seen incredible results lately. I look for struggles that we've had lately, personally and professionally. And I just want to make sure that you know that, you know, I'm putting it all out there on the line for you. There's really there's nothing that's going to limit me from telling you what's going on and how to get there. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, in the last couple of weeks, it's been a huge transition. Just with our family my oldest is getting into kindergarten. Lots going on. I got my 3-year-old's getting into preschool. We got my 20-month-old who looks like he can climb anything and really is not a fearful of getting injured. And so what I've seen through all this is that transition points are challenging, but they're going to yield a great return on investment. For this, it's going to yield a great return on their character and growing them up to be productive members of society. But there's not to say there's not tears through that. There's not to say that it's not easy. But I'm here to encourage you guys that no matter what transition in life you are in, maybe specifically when it comes to health, maybe your kids are going to school like mine, and it's just been a rough change with the schedule and sleep patterns and you name it, that it's okay to embrace that season. It's okay to struggle with that. And, you know, I always use the words challenging. Well, a challenge means that if we face it head on, even with challenge, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it may be heart-wrenching, even when it may be hard for our schedule to even take another thing on our plate, listen, sometimes we have to go through that. Right? You have to go through that. And the other side makes you appreciate the seasons that are a little bit more calm. And so one of those people that I just wanted to touch base on, of the testimony that he's been lately, his name's John. John is a dad to three kids, and all under 6 years old. And he came in the office about a month ago, and he said, "Dr. Nick, I'm having horrible migraines. They're happening at least once a week, and then I'm having headaches every other day of the week." He's like, I tried to change my diet. I thought I was gluten sensitive. I tried taking more omegas and vitamin D, more magnesium. I'm trying essential oils. I'm trying to go to bed earlier. I went to the eye doctor because I thought it was my eyeglasses getting worse." And he goes, I it's so hard right now for the kids going back to school for me to be present with them at night, even for me to drop them off at school, because I'm having horrible headaches." He goes, "This is crazy." He says, "The way things are going now, the rest of the school year, with how much I'm coaching soccer, I'm taking my kids to gymnastics. Like, there's just a lot going on." He goes, "If I keep having headaches, I'm gonna have to drop one of their activities." And he started crying. And he goes, "They don't deserve that." And he goes, and I deserve to be a dad that's present, not doped up, headache free, to be present for my kids, to be able to coach their games, to be able to drop them off at school. He goes, "It's time I do something different." He goes, "I'm sick of just trying to cover this up and just dealing with it. I have to see if you can help me." And what we did with him was we sat down with him, went over his health history, went over his health goals. We talked about where he is currently and how we're going to get to his health goals. And then we did a full nervous system evaluation, scan, and x-rays. And when we did that, we saw that his curvature in his neck should be a positive 45-degree curve from the side. And he was at negative 10 degrees. He had lost over 100% of the curvature in his neck, which is putting damaging pressure on the nerves going to his head, causing his headaches. He goes, "This makes complete sense." And so what we did is we started to correct his spine. We started to adjust his spine, going through specific protocols, specific spinal rehab, specific chiropractic adjustments. And what's awesome is this, is that John, within the last 3 weeks, has been headache-free. He's had one migraine in 3 weeks, when before it was over three migraines, but he hasn't had to take any medications. He goes, "I have more energy to play with my kids in the evening time. I have more energy to read to my kids at night. I'm not missing any of their after-school activities." And he goes, "I actually feel like there's hope for once in my life. I feel like there's hope that I can be the dad that they deserve to be and the person that I deserve to be for once. And it all started with him coming to the clinic, guys. And so I know many people right now are listening. They're like, "I want to see if I can get help with my headaches." Well, normally to come into our clinic off the street, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you want to schedule a new patient appointment, it's only $40. This is the catch. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And our mission is to serve the unserved, to reach the unreached, and get people to live to their God-given potential. We know right now people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we want to stop that. We want to give people hope when it comes to health and healing. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And every single week, I want to make sure that we're creating value in your life. And so we want to send you, this week, I want to send you the recipe of the week. And so the recipe this week is our chocolate mint fudge recipe. Chocolate mint fudge recipe. This is a huge hit at our home. We absolutely love it. The kids eat this up like crazy. And so I want to get this into your hands. So it's healthy chocolate mint fudge. And so the best way for me to get this into your hands is by you simply picking up the phone and texting in your email address, and we'll email you this recipe. And so the number to text in right now to get this recipe is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about how a middle-aged man, his name's Robert, came into our clinic. His wife nearly had to drag him in the clinic because he just puts his health last. And Robert had numbness and tingling down his arms. And it got to the point to where he was getting woken up at night. There's really no hope for him anymore outside of surgery. And fast forward, Robert in 3 months has his life transformed. He's sleeping throughout the night, no numbness and tingling. He has to cancel his orthopedic surgery, which is incredible. And he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. And on top of it, he's still an IT professional. So he's sitting at a desk all day long. Last thing, we talked about how John has 3 kids under 6. He was suffering with headaches so bad to where he was thinking he was going to have to drop their after school activities. And he was having to miss out on work, on life. And after being under care for 3 weeks, he hasn't had any headaches, but one migraine in 3 weeks, when before it was a headache every day and 3+ migraines in that time frame. And so he's on no medication. He has hope for the first time in his life when it comes to these headaches, and he's got his life back. You know, as we look at the culture right now, we see people are grasping at straws to try to get well, and they don't really know where to go. And we look at the 5 essentials when it comes to health and healing. So we look at your mindset. We look at nutrition. We look at the spine. We look at exercise and detoxing. And if you're missing one or all of those, unfortunately, many people are missing at least 3 of those. It's time that we start to put those on the list. Put those on a list of change. Put those on a list of things that we can do and change today that's going to yield a greater result for our future. And so we know the action steps we take today will yield the results that we desire for tomorrow. And we know that the principles of getting healthy are simple. The principles are simple. Everyone agrees that your spine has to be healthy. Everyone would agree that your mindset has to be right. Everyone agrees that an apple is better for you than a donut. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows it's probably good to exercise every day, but very few people actually make it part of their life. And I've always believed, and even personally, I believe that if I'm not anchored to my why as my foundation, like WHY, my why, not the YMCA, but the why, your why, WHY, if you're not anchored to that, what happens is that the culture creeps in. The culture creeps in, and we just fall back into our old habits because we understand that the culture is driven towards creating a sick environment, right? I mean, if you don't believe me, just drive down Manchester and you'll count how many fast food places there are in regards to healthier places to eat. I mean, it's insane, right? I mean, it's crazy. We're more obese than ever before as Americans, but we have more gyms than ever before. We have more even exercise apps than ever before. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's things that you can do in a second by your phone, right? By picking up your phone and just Googling something, and it'll give you an exercise. But we're still obese. And it's because we're not anchored to our why. We have to be anchored to why we want to be well. It can't be for simply looking good. It can't be for a six pack. It can't be for just feeling better. It has to be for something greater than yourself, right? Maybe serving your family. Maybe being a better coworker. Maybe being a more present and intentional congregation member of your church. No matter what it is, like, what is your why? What is your why? For me, it's pretty easy. I want to be there for my kids. I want to be there for my grandkids, my great-grandkids. I want to be present and well for them, right? And so we just know that if we don't anchor to our why, the how is going to be challenging, right? The eating the kale, taking the supplements, getting your spine adjusted, meditating, praying is going to be challenging. But we got to anchor to our why. If we anchor to the why, the how is easy. If our why is big enough, the how is easy. And so I want to make sure that you guys are getting plugged into what we're doing, because our goal is to be counterculture. We have to be counterculture when it comes to health. And so we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can look us up under Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We have so many awesome resources on the Facebook. And Instagram, our handle is health_from_within. That's health_from_within. Follow us. We always are posting pictures of what we're doing in the clinic, what we're doing outside of the clinic, recipes of the week, everything like that. So I want to make sure you get plugged into that. And also our website. Our website has some awesome resources on it. The healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Also, I want to make sure you get the recipe of the week again. The recipe of the week is chocolate mint fudge recipe. So best way to get this is by picking up the phone and just texting in your email address, and we will email you this recipe. The number to text in with your email address is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. You know, every week as I'm preparing for the show, not only I look for research, I look for headliners in the news. And so, you know, this week came out The study links insomnia to heart disease, right? And so a study that links insomnia to heart disease is a research article that's showing us that if you are susceptible to insomnia, the chances of you have heart disease goes up. And it's, I love it because whenever research comes out and just kind of proves something we've always thought and talked about, it fortifies that, right? So it just backs it up a little bit for the analytical people. But a study that links insomnia to heart disease, do we need a study on that? Doesn't it just make sense that if you're having problems sleeping, if you can't go to bed at night and you can't stay asleep at night, don't you think that would affect your circadian rhythm? Don't you just believe and know that to be true, that it would affect your cardiovascular system because it can never calm down, can never get into a good heart rate variability, a good state of rest. Therefore, it would lead you to more dysfunction in the heart. That most people would agree with that. But now that we got a research study that backs it up, now all the analytical people get on board with it, right? People that say, show me the proof. Sometimes you don't need proof. Sometimes you just got to take the fruit and stop digging up the roots. But when the roots come out, right, like this, saying that if I can't sleep, it affects my heart, it just kind of makes sense, right? It's kind of common knowledge of that. And so, you know, one of those people that loves research and called in the radio show, her name's Jamie. And I'll never forget Jamie's call on the radio show. She called in and said, Dr. Nick, everything you say, I agree with. Everything you say makes sense. She goes, but I'm having a hard time correlating my neck pain to my sleep problems. And I go, well, the nerves in the neck that come out of the neck, they go to your thyroid. And then also the nerves in the upper part of the neck affect the production of melatonin. So it affects your brainstem. And so, Jamie, wouldn't it make sense that if there's pressure on the brainstem, it affects your melatonin production? Wouldn't that make sense? She goes, yeah, I think so. I mean, it makes sense. She goes, I want to see research on it, though. I said, listen, I'll try to find the research, right? I'll try to look for the research. It's hard to find some of the research out there, right? And she goes, and the nerves in the mid-neck, they go to my thyroid. That makes sense that if there's damage in my neck, it's going to cause metabolism issues, it's going to cause thyroid issues. She goes, but how are you going to test? I go, listen, we do this with everybody. We're going to x-ray your neck. Then we're going to see if there's pressure on the brainstem. We're going to see if there's damage in your mid-neck causing the thyroid issues. But let me ask you, have you been to any traumas in the past? She goes, it's funny you say that. 15 years ago, I was in a horrible accident. And ever since then, my thyroid has been off. My metabolism has been off and my sleep problems have been off. If that was a causation of something that happened in your spine, let's look at your x-rays. So we did a full set of x-rays on her. And lo and behold, we saw degeneration in her mid-neck. There was bone spurring, disc space degeneration. And the brainstem, the top bone of the neck, was literally pushed up against the skull, most likely from the trauma. And I go, doesn't this make sense now that if there's damage here, not only causing your pain, it's going to be affecting your sleep and your thyroid? She goes, well, yeah, that makes sense. I go, what do you have to lose? She goes, nothing. Let's get me started. So we started adjusting Jamie's spine. And within 6 months, Jamie's neck pain was, of course, completely gone. Her thyroid medication had been decreased by 90%, and her sleep problems were gone. She goes to bed by 9 o'clock every night, and she wakes up by 6 o'clock every day. She goes, for the first time in my life, I feel rested. And it all started with an x-ray. Who would have thought, she said. Who would have thought? And so it all started with her coming to the clinic, getting a full exam, getting x-rays done. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. And if you're listening to the show and you want to see if we can help you with your neck pain, thyroid issues, sleep problems, one or all of those things, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally that appointment is $140, but if you're listening to the show right now and you call in right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You got to call now. So when you call now, my team will schedule you for your new patient appointment and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Number to call right now for your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody, listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. If you guys haven't been to our clinic to check it out, we are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And a good way to get plugged into what we're doing is our website has so many amazing resources on there. So check that out. It's at healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. You know, also what I've noticed is that people want to get plugged into us on Facebook and Instagram. Please do. I mean, we post some amazing resources on there for you. Newsletters, articles, recipes, things like that. So our on Facebook, you can find us at Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Or you can go to Instagram, and our handle is health_from_within. health_from_within. And so we got some amazing things on there for you to check out. You know, another thing that I want to make sure that I do for you guys is I want to give you action steps every single week that's going to change your health forever. One of those things is having recipes. I think having a go-to recipe or go-to recipes for something that maybe a healthy snack, maybe a healthy dessert, or maybe a healthy entree, I think that's valuable, because what happens is that if you start to apply this to your life, then it's not just deprivation. When you hear the word diet, you're not just automatically starving, right? So we want to make sure we get you some healthy alternatives. And so the recipe this week is called our chocolate mint fudge recipe. This is a healthy recipe, believe it or not. So if you want to get our chocolate mint fudge recipe, all you have to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address, and my team will email you this recipe. The number to text in is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. You know, we talked in the last segment about sometimes when there's research articles that are done that come out, it's awesome, because many times it just proves what we've always believed. And so there was one that I found on Medical News Today just this past week that shared that if you do have insomnia, it puts a stress on your heart. And if there's a stress on your heart long enough with chronic insomnia, you can have a higher risk for heart disease. Now, we didn't need a double-blind study to see that, but what I will tell you is that for the analytical person out there, it's nice to prove something that we've always believed, right? It's nice to say, well, doesn't it make sense? If you can't sleep, it puts stress on your cardiovascular system. Doesn't that just make sense? And the science behind that is that if you can't sleep, your body can't repair and heal and be restored. And so sleep is the only time our body has a chance to fully heal and fully repair and fully restore. Then you throw into the count that, well, if I can't sleep, it affects my circadian rhythm. It literally affects the rhythm of my body. It affects the homeostasis and the balance of my body. And then, of course, it affects the cardiovascular system. Therefore, if there's stress in the cardiovascular model because it can't heal and repair, because we can't sleep well at night, restfully or not enough, then that's going to put me at a higher risk for a chronic illness such as heart disease, right? It just makes perfect sense. But when research comes out, it's good for us to see that. You know, when we look at our culture and we see what's happening right now, 1 in 3 children are diagnosed with asthma, allergies, ADHD, autism. And a couple of weeks ago, we did a well child check. And many parents in our clinic were like, well, what's a well child check? I go, well, you take them to the pediatrician to see if they need medications or vaccines or just to see if they're developing properly. But what we need to do is we need to see if their spine's developing properly. Has anyone ever looked at their spine? Right? And depending on the age, has anyone ever x-rayed their spine and managed that? She goes, no. They check them in middle school for scoliosis, but that's it. I mean, think about that. By the time they're checking for scoliosis, you already have it. But it all starts, the scoliosis patterns start when they're a child, when they're 1, 2, 3, 6 years old, 10 years old. And if we catch that early, it changes everything. But what I found is that a kid should not be on chronic medications for asthma. A kid should not be on chronic medications for allergies, and either should adults. And it breaks my heart to see our culture relying on that to try to get their kid to survive. I mean, as I said earlier, last segment or even the last show, that like this the last couple of weeks have been challenging because, you know, my oldest is going to kindergarten. My 3-year-old daughter is going to preschool. My 20-month-old son is trying to kill himself, it looks like, all the time. And so it's a hard transition in life right now, right? It's just hard. There's a lot going on. It's busy. The kids are tired all the time. They're wore out because their body's trying to get used to that. Now, you take in all of those stresses of life patterns, and then you throw in a chronic sickness. And my heart breaks for the parents that are going through that. My heart breaks for those kids. And what we see is that when we take that pressure off of a child from being sick and suffering from a parent having to rely on pills to get them through the day, it makes everything easier. And I say this nearly every show, that the biggest miracles in chiropractic are when, as adults or kids, if we're getting our spines corrected and adjusted on a regular basis, is the stuff we never have to go through, the stuff that we never have to deal with. Those are the miracles. It's the unseen miracles where every single time we're getting adjusted, it takes pressure off the nervous system and the body begins to heal itself. The body begins to heal itself. You know, and I think it's hilarious. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've had some people who have said, well, I want to get a second opinion. I went over the recommendations with their health history. They go, I want to get a second opinion from my pediatrician, or I want to get a second opinion from my primary medical doctor. And I go, what do you think they're going to say? And the patient goes, I don't really know. I go, would you ever go to a pediatrician and say, I'm going to talk to my chiropractor for a second opinion? Nobody would ever say that. So it's like, what are you going to say to the pediatrician? What are you going to say to the medical doctor? And so we had to have these conversations with these adults saying, like, they don't know what's wrong with your spine because they never looked at your spine. They don't know how to take care of your spine because that's not what they do. That's not what they do. And so we had to educate them and say, listen, you can if you want. The challenge is they don't really know what they're talking about when it comes to the health of your spine, right? They think about pain, not structure. And so what we do is we're teaching parents and kids and adults to say, listen, your structure matters. And so from the back, our spine must be straight up and down. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. And we have to have 345 degree curves from the side. We have to. We can't just say, well, we'll get that later in life. No. We usually lose them later in life. And the reason is because gravity, stress, traumas, you name it. And so we have medical practitioners in our clinic, pediatricians, people that work at urgent care, ER doctors, specialists, nurse practitioners, who are getting amazing results in our clinic with themselves and their kids. And what's awesome is that they understand the value of the spine coming into it, but no one has ever taught them how to prevent damage from down the road, prevent arthritis from happening, and no one's ever taught them that you can actually fix the spine without surgery. No one's ever taught that you can actually correct the spine. It's not that they're bad people. It's not that the medical system is bad people. No. They're just not taught that you can actually change the spine, right? They're not taught that chiropractors do x-ray you if you go to the right one. And they do re-x-ray you if you go to the right one, right? There's huge value in that, because at the end of the day, we're not guessing to see what we're adjusting. We have to test. And so if a child can stand, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, and we need to see what their spine looks like, depending on the kid and the trauma and the history, we'll x-ray them to see that, what does their spine look like? Where's the patterns? What's happening? How do we change that, right? And that way we know, there's huge value in that, right? There's huge value in that. And so do I x-ray my kids? Yes. We want to see what their spine looks like. Do I x-ray myself? Yes. Every year I get an x-ray. I've been getting adjusted once a week for 15 years. I couldn't imagine getting adjusted less than that just because of the life stress in my body. And so what happens is that if I take care of that, if I am getting adjusted on a regular basis, if I'm doing my rehab at home and in the clinic, then I'm going to expect to be functioning at 100%. And then when you throw in the supplements that I'm taking, when you throw in the daily exercise that I'm getting, when you throw in my sleep patterns, when you throw in the food patterns and the detox systems that I'm doing, then we're doing everything I'm doing everything I possibly can to live a healthy lifestyle so I can be there for my family, for my wife, for my kids. And so is it easy in our culture? No, but I think I would argue that it's easier than being sick. I mean, I think it would be easier than being sick. And so, you know, my hope and prayer for you guys every show is that I'm giving you value. I'm giving you something that you can change and something that you can do with your life that's going to impact your health forever. And so our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Our Facebook, look us up under Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Instagram is health_from_within. So check all of that out. And also I want to make sure you get the recipe of the week. The recipe of the week this week, the best way for me to get that to you is by simply you picking up the phone and texting in your email address, and we will email you the chocolate mint fudge recipe. The chocolate mint fudge recipe is a huge hit in our home. I hope you love it. It's going to be awesome. So pick up the phone and text in your email address, and we'll send that to you. The number to text in is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. I want to make sure you get this in your hands, so make sure you text in your email address. You know, the last testimony that I'm going to leave you with today is Sarah. Sarah is a patient who came into the clinic who always knew she had scoliosis, but she never realized how bad it would cause a sciatica, so pain traveling down the leg. She never knew how bad it would cause IBS and digestive issues, but she was listening to the show and she says, man, I need to come in and see if you can help me. When she came in, she's like, yeah, I know my spine's probably bad. No one ever told me to do anything about it, but I know that's why I have sciatica. That's why I can't work out. It's hard for me to do anything in life without having pain on the leg and having gut issues. And so we got to see if you can help me. So I said, what we're going to do is we're going to look at your history, do a health exam, nervous system scan, and a full set of x-rays. And so we did that. And we saw that her scoliosis was bad. It was at a 25-degree curvature, which was causing the sciatica down the leg, which was causing her gut issues. And we decided to reduce the curve. We decided to correct it with specific chiropractic care and take pressure off the nervous system with chiropractic adjustments and spinal rehab. And what's awesome is this. This is incredible. Sarah's gut issues went away after 2 months, after being on rounds of antibiotics, rounds of medications, rounds of high dose supplementation. And what happened is that once it took pressure off the nerves in the lower back, her gut started to heal. What also started to happen is the inflammation in her spine started to go down. Her low back pain went away, and her sciatica that was traveling all the way down to her foot went away after 3 months. See, Sarah got her life back. Mom of four kids, didn't think it would ever go away, and now it went away. And it all started with her coming to the clinic. Listen, she listened to the show for a while, but finally she came to the clinic to see if we can help. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're listening to the show right now, and let's say you do have sciatica and or gut issues, and you want to see if we can help you, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, to come into the clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the radio show, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call right now, we'll schedule you for your new patient exam, which does include x-rays, and that's only $40. Okay, so when you call, we'll schedule you, and we will take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We appreciate you tuning into the show today. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.